Megillah Nikreis, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Aleph, Tesav, Lepachos, L'Yosef. The Lashon Mishnah is quite striking, as you can imagine. The Gemara is going to, and the Mishnah will explain under what circumstances we read the Megillah day 11, day 12, day 13, day 14, day 15, neither less nor more. Let's read the Mishnah and then perhaps we'll comment. I just want to make one comment on Megillah Nikreis. The Lashon of the Mishnah is very striking. It should have said, not Megillah Nikreis, but Keren Nisa Megillah. For example, you have in the first Mishnah in Brachas, Ne'emasai Keren Nishma B'Yarim. When do you read the Shema at nighttime? And the Mishnah answers, Yishar Shakon Mekosim Lecha B'Tzumasa Asof HaShema V'Rishayna. So the Rishayna may ask, I think the Ritva asked the Kasha, why does it say Megillah Nikreis and not Keren Nisa Megillah? So Rashi over here, in the Mishnah, Rashi comments that, as you know, the distinction between people who live in Ayaros Gedolos without a wall, namely people who live in cities that are large cities, they don't have a Mukav Choma, and then there are Kfarim, as we'll see in a moment, and then there are cities that are Mukav Choma. So Rashi points out over here that the Bnei HaKfarim are not Bekiyim B'Kriyas HaMegillah. They don't have the expertise to read the Megillah, and therefore they're not able to read the Megillah. That's why the Mishnah says Megillah Nikreis. For them, the Megillah has to be read. They themselves are not going to read the Megillah. So therefore, the Mishnah wants to include those people as well, and that's why it uses that Lashon of Megillah Nikreis as opposed to Keren Nisa Megillah. Now the Mishnah goes on and explains the different scenarios. It says, Krochin HaMukofim Chaymim Mes Yeshua Ben Nun Keren Mitesvav. Means a krach that was wall from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. The Gemara has a machlokes and beis and beis. What exactly the criterion is? Is the criteria from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun? Or is the criteria, the Gemara says, machlokes we'll see on beis and beis, is the criteria from the days of Ahasuerus? But the Mishnah just tells us if I have a city that's walled from the days of Yeshua Ben Nun, Karim B'Tesvav, they read on Tesvav, similar to Yerushalayim, Mir HaKodesh, as you know, that's called a krach hamukav choma, and therefore reads on Tesvav. Mashen kein Beit Shemesh, Rayam Taliv reads on Yudalut. So we have two different days, and this is the subject also of a discussion among Rishonim. How is it possible we never saw any other mitzvah in the Torah where the mitzvah is performed on different days? It's something which is absolutely so striking. Of course, it has to do with the nature of the Yom Tov and how it was established. We'll get to it, Mitzvah Shem. The Mishnah goes on to say, Kfar by Yaros Kfarim by Yudalut. The regular kfar and a large city that doesn't have a mukav choma, doesn't have a wall, will read regularly on Yudal. El Shah Kfar Magdim Yom HaKnisa. But the kfarim, so Chazal made a takana, they're going to read earlier. The Yom HaKnisa refers to the way Rashi explains, the Bati Dinim, Rashi points out here, they got together on Monday and Thursday. That's a takana based on the Gemara Baba Kama, the Gemara Meruva, and kfarim will not be keen to read the Megillah. So someone has to read it for them. One of the Bnei Ayir. Chazal did not want them to come late and come on Yudalit, so therefore they were given the opportunity, we'll see why in a few moments, they were marked in the Yom HaKnisa. Yom HaKnisa refers to the days that they come, the Bezdin is in session, Takon HaSezra, that's Monday and Thursday. And now the Mishnah spells out some of these details. Ketzad Chal Yos Yudalit V'Sheinei, let's say the Yudalit, which is the regular Purim, for those that are not Mukav Choma, if it's Chal on Monday, Kvar Vayos Tadol, Kvar Vayom. They're going to read, as I told you, Beit Shemesh is going to read on that Monday, and the Kfar as well, the villages, are also going to read on Monday. Mukav Eschom Lamacham. Mukav Eschom always read the next day on Tesvav. Chal Yos B'Shlishi, again, always referring to Yudalit. Yudalit falls out on Tuesday. Or Revi falls out on Wednesday. So again, Kfar Makdim Yom HaKnisa. The Kfar are going to read earlier. Yom HaKnisa refers to Monday. The Ayaros Gedolos is Karim Bavayom. And the large cities, the regular people are going to read during that day itself, on Tuesday or Wednesday. Umukav Eschom Lamacham. And the walled cities are going to read the following day. Mishnah is not telling you so about any chidushim. Just telling you that the 2 days that are going to be read, Yudalit for the regular people, and Tesvav for the Mukav Eschom. What about Chal Yos V'Chamishri? The 14th day falls out on Thursday. So here, in this situation, the Bnei HaKfarim cannot possibly go back and read the Megillah on Monday, the previous Monday, and Yudal Adar. Why not? Because the Gemara is a klal. Yom HaKnisa, Yom HaKnisa, Lom HaKadmina. You don't go from one Yom HaKnisa, which is Monday and Thursday, you don't go from Thursday back to Monday. That we don't do. So we'll see about that also. But that's at the 14th Nischalach. Thursday, Kfar Vayos, Gedolos, Karim Bavayom. You have to read it the same day. They're going to read it on Friday, L'machar. Chali Yosef Shabbos, let's say Yud Aleph falls out on Friday. Kfar Magdina, Yom HaKnisa. They're going to go back to Thursday. Vayos, Gedolos, Mekavos, Chayma, Karim Bavayom. So now here, in this situation, where it's Erev Shabbos, so not only are the Erev Shabbos going to read it on Erev Shabbos, but Mekavos Chama are also going to read it by Yom. They can't read it on Shabbos, because the Gemara has Xer the Rabbah. The Gemara says that the reason why we don't have to read the Megillah on Shabbos, we're afraid you might come to carry the Megillah. You want to learn how to read the Megillah, you have to go to someone, you might carry it, which is a Rabbah, and therefore, the same reason why we have the Xer against the Shofar on Shabbos, the Lulav on Shabbos, all the remember the famous Kashi that is asked, so why do we have Kriyas HaTorah on Shabbos? The same issue. Maybe someone will come to carry the Torah in order to learn how to lay from the Sefer Torah. Why do we have the Zer the Rabbah? The same Zer the Rabbah the Gemara has over here should also apply to Shabbos. Why do we have such a Zer the Rabbah? So the answer that the Brisk is generally give to this Kasha is the following answer. That the distinction between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kriyas Shofar and the other case of Lulav as opposed to Kriyas HaTorah. Because Kriyas HaTorah is the Chavas Sibu. All the others are Chavis Yochid. Whenever you have a Chavis Yochid, so then you have a Chash that the Yochid might come to go and learn how to read the Megillah. A Yochid might come to learn how to take the Lulav. He might come to learn how to do the Shofar. So whenever you have a Chavis Yochid, then you have the Zer the Rabbah. That Rabbah was goes there. That look at that for Dalai Lama base. Just to show you what the Gemara is. On the bottom of the page, the Gemara says six lines or so above, or seven lines from the bottom. The Gemara said, "The Kuli Alma Miyam Megillah B'Shabbos L'Karbina." Everyone agrees, the Megillah is not read on Shabbos. My time, all my Rabbah. So Rabbah tells you the basis for this Gzeira, and the Gemara goes on to explain. Hakol Chayyim B'Kriyas HaMegillah with Kiyas Shefer. Man Hakol B'Kim B'Kriyas HaMegillah. Not everyone knows how to read it. Gzeira Shemi Yidlenu B'Yodo. You might come to take it. The other it's a Baki Dilmo. So that's the reason why Lulav and Shofar and Megillah that we don't have on Shabbos. Mashenk and Kriyas HaTorah is not a Chavis Yochid, it's a Chavis Sibur. That's Masha from Taisis and Brachas, Taisis and Saita, since a Chavis Sibur, so we're not worried about this Gzeira the Rabbah, which applies to a Yochid. But with a Chavis Sibur, we're not worried about the Gzeira. It's very interesting that the Brisk is, as you probably know, a Machmir. They hold that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis Yochid. So if they miss Kriyas HaTorah, they go out of their way to mashim that Kriya that they miss because they contend it's a Chavis Yochid. That's not the mashmos of many, many Gemaras and Tzaita and Brachas. Mashmos is that it's a Chavis Tzibur and not a Chavis Yochid. Which means that if I'm in a Tzibur that's laning, of course I'm Chavis Yochid, Kriyas HaTorah. But if there's no Tzibur that lanes, I'm in Ashkash or somewhere where there's no Sefer Torah, then there's no chiyuv to go ahead and late. Okay, back over here in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah towards the end now, it says on the falls out on Shabbos, it's far less than those makrim the kfarim the yom makni. So what about if you dal falls out on Shabbos? So then the kfarim ayos gedolos are going to read it the yom makni. So it means they go back to the previous Thursday. Umakav slaim the machlum. Umakav slaim are going to read it on Sunday. Chaliyos achar Shabbos. What about if you dal falls out after Shabbos? The lashon in the Mishnah is a little striking. The Mishnah used the lashon. Doesn't say that. So sad. Why the Mishnah use the lashon of Chaliyos Achar Shabbos as opposed to Chaliyos Biyom Rishon? Kfarim Makdim Liyom Maknis. So again, here the Kfarim are going to go back where it's Sunday. They're going to go back to the previous Thursday. Ayaros Gedolos Kfarim Babayom. Kavos Chaim in the Mach. Again, Ayaros Gedolos is going to read on that day. Beit Shemesh reads on Yudalot itself, which happens to be here on Sunday, and Kavos Chaim of the world cities are going to read the Machar. The following day, they're going to read it on Monday. So that's more or less the Mishnah. It's interesting, the Yerushalmi writes over here in Masechta Megillah that b'di'evid, you can read the Megillah not only on the days mentioned here, 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15, but kol achodesh. You can read the Megillah the entire month because it says in the Pasuk of Megillah Sesser, v'achodesh asher nepach lehem yagol l'simcha. The whole month becomes a yom tov of simcha. And therefore, the entire month, b'di'evid, not chatchila. Chatchila, you have to do it on the days that the Mishnah mentions, but at the end of it, you can lay actually the Megillah the entire month. There's a lot of discussion actually on another question, which is also a very fundamental question that the Mishnah sort of automatically brings up in discussion. Namely, that you're probably familiar with the what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is saying that the Bnei HaKfarim are Makdimim the Yom HaKnisa, because the Bnei HaKfarim, we'll see in a moment, the reason why they're going to read earlier, because they're going to provide, as the Gemara is going to say in a moment, maybe we should read the Gemara first and then I'll ask the Kasha. Megillah Nikas V'Yadal V'Nalan, the Mishnah said the Megillah is read among the days, the first day is the 11th day of Adar, Minalan Kedvinan and the Kamon. The reason why, because the Gemara says later on the following. Namely, Chacham Mekil al Kvarim, they were Mekil on the Kvarim, Lios Magdim and Leon Maknisa, she read it earlier, Kedishesaku, Maimu Mazan Lachem Shurikorim. We want them to be in a position that they'll be available on Purim to provide all the necessities for the Suda Purim for the people who live in the large cities. This was the Chazal, in effect, made such a takana, and therefore, that's why they are makdim liyom haknisa. I mean, Chazal will make on them to be makdim liyom haknisa. Now, it's very fascinating over here. Again, Rashi in the Mishnah, maybe we should read that Rashi too inside just to show it to you. On line 3, Shakvar makdim liyom haknisa kloma. The walled cities read on the 15th. Where do you find 11, 12, and 13? 14 and 15, we understand. But what are the earlier days? So Rashi said, Ela Shakvarim, Nostalem Chacham Bershus. Chazal gave them permission, Lachdim Kriyas, Lem Akhnisa, Yom Shane, Bishabash, of Ney Yudalad, the Monday preceding Yudalad, or Chavisha Bishabash, Yom Kinisa. Shakvarim, Wisconsin, Layaros, and Mishra, they gather. They come to the big cities. Who sits on Monday and Thursday? Takana of Ezra. The Bati Dinim come and the judges sit and obviously preside over different cases. Dine Torah, Vakfarim, and the Mekim Likros. They don't know how to read. They have to have the Megillah read for them by one of the people in the city. So what do? They come earlier. They're Makdim Yom Aknisa. Chazal, they're not. We're not matriach upon them, once again, to come Yom Yudal, Pamashun Yom HaKnisa B'Yudgimel, Pamashun B'Yudal. The problem, of course, right away, this is the issue that many Rishonim are troubled by as well. That we have a Mishnah, you probably are familiar with the Mishnah, I'm sure you are. The Mishnah writes that only someone who's a Bar Chiyuba can be Motzi Achayim Midei Chobosam. That only if I am a Bar Chiyub, so then I can be Motzi someone else who's also a Bar Chiyub, his obligation. So now the problem is, if I am a Ben Ir, so then the Ben Yir cannot be Motzi a Ben Krach. Because Ben Krach reads on Tezvav, and the Ben Yir reads on Tezvav. And Yudalit means the two separate days, two different Tavichim for Chiyuvim. One is B'chuyiv on one day, one is B'chuyiv on the other day. So now the question is, so here, how is it possible to be Motzi, Achim, Dechavosan, if we're talking about they have different levels of Chiyuv? And this is a subject of a lot of discussion among the Dolei HaRishonim. I'm not going to talk about it because it will just take us far afield. I'm just mentioning to you the problem. Back in the Gemara. So the Gemara had asked the question, what's the makar for reading what's the makar for reading 11, 12, and 13? Because Yudal and Tesvav are written in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says it's not a Chiyuv. But Chazal will make it in order that the Bnei HaKfarim should provide the large cities with what their needs are. And the Gemara says further, Anan Hodi Karmina, here's what I mean. And here's the question. Michti Kulat Shezagdola Tiknin, all these days were obviously established by the Nachshas Sagdayla, they were misaking in the days of Mordechai V'Esther, Simchas HaPurim, the Kriyas HaMegillah, and they gave them permission to read Dafka during these days. If they only were misaking Yudal V'Tesvav and nothing else, Yudal V'Tesvav, I mentioned the Megillah, says it itself. But let's say it was limited to those days. Also, Avonu V'Yakri Takanta, Takin Nachshas Sagdayla, how can Chacham go ahead and undo a Takana that was established by Nachshas Sagdayla? But now we have a very, very famous Mishnah. The Mishnah writes, and you know this Mishnah, it's a Mishnah actually quoted Adias, Ein Bezin Yochel Avato, the Bezin Chaveon, Ken Godel Men B'chochem Binyan. Bezin cannot undo, cannot negate that which an earlier Bezin set up, unless they are Godel, B'chochem B'minyan. That obviously, the Anshes Hagdola were very special people. There was no Bezin afterwards, Nadim B'chochem, or a minion that was as great as Anshes Hagdola. Anshes Hagdola, the Gemara says later on in Megillah, they had among them Kamen Neviim. You remember the Gemara discusses later on, the Gemara talks about the Shonese. The Anshes Hagdola were Mesakit. The Gemara has here a whole discussion on the Daf Yizayin Beis. The Gemara talks about the Seder of the Brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Gemara says that Meir the Essens came, Mem Kam Neviim, Tik the Shemoneh Esrei Brachas Al HaSeder. 120 came in, and there were among them Neviim. So I used to stress this all the time, that among the Anshei Sakdola, there were Neviim. And the fact of the matter is, I think the Yerushalmi says that there were 85 Skenim and 35 Neviim. But that's a very significant statement. It means that the, and that's why Rasulaji was very opposed to what he called the graphology, or the graphomania, I should call it, the graphomania. I don't know if you're familiar with this, but I remember in my days in the United States, so they would open up a session of a Congress, and they would invite a member of the clergy to deliver an invocation. When the session begins in the House of Representatives and the Senate, you know, different members of different faith groups, Catholics, Muslims, all types of rabbis from different denominations, so they would go ahead and usually they would be mechadish, their own tefillos. So Rasulullah just said, what do they have to do that for? Why don't they just turn to Sefer Tehillim, written by David HaMelech Ruach HaKodesh, Ne'im Zemiros Yisrael, the sweet psalmist of Israel, and especially, again, the point being that David HaMelech Ruach HaKodesh. Could I compose something better than David HaMelech? I don't have that capacity to compose something which is, he did al pi Ruach HaKodesh, Avshay Sadol did al pi Nevuah. So how could we go ahead and ke'ilu, improve the tefillos of Avshay Sadol, or somehow be mechadish of tefillah that David HaMelech was not capable, that he did Ruach HaKodesh? We don't have Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says that in Bava Basra, the first parak, that Nevuah is no longer. Today, Nevuah was given to Shaitim and little people, and Ketanim. But we no longer have Nevuah. We don't have that prophetic kind of spirit. It's no longer existing. Anyway, I'm back over here. So, Bezik and Abimbatu, the Bezik Haverim, can go to the Rebbe, Chalk of Aminion. The Gemara actually has later on, the famous base, in Megillah, the Gemara points out, the Rebbe wanted to be Eker Tisha B'Av. Hear that? Look at the famous base, top of the page. The Gemara says, second line from the top. It says, Rebbe, first the Gemara says, Rebbe played to something on Purim, and now the top line of him is Rochas Bekrenu Shel Tzipor B'Shivasa B'Tamuz. Apparently, he did Rechitza on Shivasa B'Tamuz. Ubikesh Lakav Tisha B'Av Lo Hegelo. He wanted to be Ega Tisha B'Av. Taisa points out, the second Taisa on the page, what? What kind of a Havim here? To be Ega Tisha B'Av? The Gemara says in Taisa, Zav Lami, Kol Oichel B'Shreisa B'Tisha B'Av in the Rav and the Chamash of Yerushalayim. If you don't, God forbid, observe Tisha B'Av, you eat and drink a Tisha B'Av, you don't see the Chamash of Yerushalayim. Vodo, you mess in Yachal Avat, the Bezach Avim, King Goldman, the Chacham Minyan. So how could Rebbe want to be Eker Tisha B'Av? Yesh Lomar, the Lorotza Lo'okro. No, not that he wanted to, Chas V'Sholom, totally eliminate Tisha B'Av. Ela Mechum V'Sheyesh B'Av M'Shah Taniyos. You know that Tisha B'Av is more Chavar than other Taniyos. Other Taniyos are much less Chavar than Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av begins when? At nighttime. Le'elu Kiyomo, Yomam Sochim. And the Gemara says in Pesachim further, "Ain't Tanasiva B'Bavel Tisha B'Bavel." It's the only real Tanasiva. The kid is a Isa, but as far as Tisha B'Av, the Chazal were misaki based on the Pesachim Zchayyim, Zuy Rosh Hashanah. So Leilu Kiyama, we're very machmir. So that's what he wanted to be okay. That it should be more chamor than Shav Taniyos. That's what Taisa says. Yinami said he wanted to be okay for the ninth day and put it on the tenth day because we know the Gemara says that the Beis Hamikdash was still burning on the tenth day. Anyway, back over here in our sugya. So this idea of being Oker Tisha B'Av, and the problem, of course, is that the Lashon, as you can see from the Mishnah here in Edges, Ein Bezen Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezen Chaveiro. But Rebbe wanted to change the date from Tisha B'Av to Yud B'Av, so it's not really Bittel. You hear the Kasha? There's also an issue, which is, what's the Lashon of Bittel? But anyway, it's not Bittel, according to Taisa, it's just changing the date, to moving the date from day 9 to day 10. And the question is, why the Gemara says Lashon HaBittel? okay, anyway, this is discussed by Rishonim over here. I'm back in our Gemara. El Pshit, the Gemara says, Kulan Shekin, this is Elo Tekinu. They were stacking all these days, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. Hechad B'Mizah. Is there a remiss in this in the Megillah? That they were stacking other days? So the Gemara says, yes. Omer HaShron Ba'Abba, Omer HaBichon, Omer HaKro, L'Kayim Yisimei HaPur, Mele Bizmanehem. What's the word Bizmanehem? In their times. Zmanim habitiklaim. Many, many zmanim. So sort of a remez in the Megillah itself that you have a possibility of more than just Yudal and Tezvav. Yes, the Gemara, I'm very with the goofy, but I need the pasuk to teach you the basic din of Yudal and Tezvav. Says the Gemara, no. In came name across Zman. My Zmanim, Zmanim sounds like multiple times. Zmanim tuva, many, many times over and above Yudal and Tezvav. You can read 11, 12, and 13 over and above 14 and 15. Ask the Gemara, no, maybe still I need that pasuk as my name to teach something else. The Akati Mibarim is Manashos Elof and Manashos Elof, which means that you Mukafim and the day, the walled cities are not going to be the same time as the Prozim. Prozim are the unwalled cities. It means, had it say Bizman, the pasuk, I would have said Zman Echol Dishneim. If you wanted to read it on the 14th day, you read it on the 15th day. But now that it says Zin Man Nehem, so what does that mean? That comes to teach you from Zman Nehem, Lo Zman Shazeh, Lo Zman Shazeh. The Moor said, came, name of course Zmanum, my Zman Nehem. And the words Zman Nehem, both these halachas can be learned out. Yudal and Tezvav are not the same. And number two, there are other days that you can also read the Megillah, name 11, 12, and 10. Shamri no Kulu. Ask the Gemara, Eino Zmanum Tuba. Maybe the Gemara is the Kasha, maybe there are many, many Zmanim, even more than this. Zmanim Tuba. So the Gemara answers, Zmanim Dumi Zmanim. Ma Zmanim Trey. Just like the word Zmanim refers to Yudal and Tezvav, Av Zmanim Trey. Also, Zmanim refers to two as well. Ask the Gemara, Yemi Trey, so place it. Maybe it's day 12 and day 13. The Gemara says, Yom Rav Shulah Yisrael, Yud Gimel Zman Kehilah Lakoli, V'latzarach Liyibuyi. That the 13th is called the Zman Kehilah. Now here's the famous Machlokes of Rishonim. Look at Rashi in the upper side of the left-hand column, third line. Rashi says, Zman Kehilah Lakoli, you see that? Hakol Nikalu Li'inoki Re'aveh. That's when Klal Yisrael gathered to avenge the Zer of Haman, Lashmi La'aru La'aru L'skol Yehudim, and they came to defend themselves, Ben B'shushan, Ben B'shar B'komos, I'm reading Rashi, Kamashikasa, B'Sefer, Ilkot, L'Tzorach, L'Yibuyi. This day would not require a pasuk to be marbich, a royal kriya, the Ikra Neis, Bohaya, that was the Ikra Neis. Now, other Rishonim disagree with Rashi, because there's another pasuk in the Megillah, this is Kayomi, Mashanachu, Bema, Yehudim, Me'oiveyim, which means the Yom Kippur was Nikva by virtue of the fact that the Jews rested from the war with their enemies. And not that the Melchama, the Yom HaMelchama, is Kovea the Yom Tov. Rashi learns that that's the Yom HaMelchama. Yud Gimel is the Yom HaMelchama. That's the time that they gathered to defend themselves from their enemies. And other Rishonim disagree with Rashi relating to this matter. It's not the Yom HaMelchama. The Rishonim actually understand Yod Yud Gimel, Zman Kiru Lakohi, that there were other days that are similar to Yudal and Tetzvav. Yom Mashenochu, and the Yom Yudal and Yom Yubez. And if these days after Yud Gimel and Yudal, it had a different function. You'll take a look over here in the Ran and the Rosh. Everyone discusses this issue, and many, as I said, disagree with the position of Rashi. They understand that the Yom Gimel, the Rosh, and the Ran, I think, wrote back that Yom Gimel is Yom Asifa. For what purpose? For Tefillah and Tainus. So remember what did Esther told Mordechai? Lech Kenosos Kol Yehudim Asher V'Shushan V'Tzumu Alai. Yal Tokul Yal Tishol Shosh Yom V'Layel Yom Gamarim and Arasai V'Tzum Kei. It's the Yom Asifa. That's basically where they gathered, and in order to somehow ask Hashem is about to go and save them. And there was Mahomes who showed you what this means over here. Yom Yud Gimel's Mankiru Lakoli. That's what Rashi learns, and others show them differently. And the Gemara says, therefore, that does not require a Rebu. He asked the Gemara, Yem Rashitza Vishivsa. Why not 16 and 17? We said you only go from where? 11 to 15. What about 16? What about 17? And it's the Gemara below Yavor, see. That would be a violation of below Yavor. You can't go beyond, means Yidal and Tesvav in three more days, and beyond that would be a violation of below Yavor. The Gemara says further, Ashmuel Nachmani Omar Kroah, he has another right. It says, Ka Yomim, Ashenov Mema Yudim, Yomim, Ka Yomim. Means that earlier it said Yidal and Tesvav, they should have the Simcha Purim. And then it says, Ka Yomim, like those days that the Jews rested. So it should have said Yomim Ashenochu, not Ka Yomim Ashenochu. So Mashma Yomim, Ka Yomim, that other years also are going to fit into this category. The rabbis should all be debated. Ask them, Rabbi, Emma Tracer, what about, why can we include 12 and 13 over here? That doesn't need a rebuy that particular day, day 13. Emma Shitsa Vashim, so again, what we said earlier, below Yavuk said, you can't go beyond that. Shiva Nachmani, my time alone, why did he learn that from Bizmanem, Shimon Nachman, he's got his own limud. Why doesn't he have this limud? So he says, Zman, Zman, Zmanem, Lo Mashmala. He doesn't think that embedded in that language of the other days that you could actually see in this lashon of the Pasuk the other days. Rav Shimon Ba'aba, my time alone, with the Yomim, why doesn't he learn out the other drasha? Or Yomim, Ka Yomim, or the Ha, who the Doros of the Chsid. That's talking about doing it, the Doros, doing it for the future, means they should make Yudal Tesvav the way it was with Me'anes, Yom HaShanach Be'Mayudim, and therefore you can learn out from this Pasuk to be Marbe other days. Omer Rabbi Rabbechan Omer Rechonon Zu, Dibre Rabbechiva Simoso, that this which we just indicated is the position of Rabbi Akiva, that Simoso, which means there are many Stam Mishnahs that you probably are aware of, which are Rabbi Akiva. And even all the other Stams are Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, it's based on Gemara Zedin, that Rashi quotes over here. So therefore, this din of our Mishnah is according to Rabbi Akiva. The Dor is Man's, Man is Manayim. He derived it from that actual language. Avacham Mamun and Kosel was Manah. Chacham said, no, that you only read the Megillah, this Manah, which means in the right time. Meisei Omer Rabbi Huda, Eng Masai, so now the Gemara says that when we say that there are additional days for the Mnei Akvari, Bizman, Shashana Kitigunam, Yisrael Shirin Ala Masan. When Klal Yisrael is sitting in Eretz Yisrael, and Shana Kitikuna, which means that the years are going to be intercalated based on Bezdin, the Chadoshim, Bezdin's Mekadosh Lechadosh, and the Sen Shluchim, to tell all the far-flung communities when the Nisan is going to be, and then they do the Yom Tovim based on the Shluchim. You know, the story of the Shluchim, they would light fires, and that's how they got out the message to all the far-flung communities that when the Yom Tov is going to be, however, today, we're obviously, we don't live in Eretz Yisrael necessarily, we're in Golus. Since everyone is looking, everyone essentially bases themselves on the Shulchan Bez and Akkad to come, and everyone's looking for Mikra Megillah to know when is exactly Yud Dalet B'Adar. So therefore, if that's the case, in Koran Sel Bezmano. So here you don't have all these additional days, but you only have the days that we are mentioning, namely Yud Dalet and of course Tezvav. That's when those 2 days are the ones that are going to be observed. Rabbi Yud Alibu Naman, where's the Kasha? Who's Rabbi Yud according to? Elaim Alibu Rabbi Kiva, he's talking according to Rabbi Kiva and Mishnah. Avinu Vanazet Yisal Haitakanta. Even today you have 11, 12, and 13. Alav Alibu Rabbanon, was Man Shashana Kitugunim, Yisal Shuva Rabbasan, Mia Karinon, so the Gemara is the Kashya, Tuvta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tuvta. Means that there's no Drasha of Zmanayim, and there's no Takana of Kriyas HaMegillah, except Yudal and Tezvav. So that's what the Gemara asks, that Tuvta, the Rabbi Yochanan, Tuvta, and in terms of the other days, which we obviously don't have today. People are looking to create some gila in order to know what Purim is when Pesach is. So therefore, the only time you read it is the proper time. We're just simply repeating this again and again. Gemara says, Rav Ashi, Kashal, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda. There's a stira over here in Rabbi Yehuda. The Braisa, earlier in Rabbi Yehuda, the Mishnah, as Gemara is going to explain in a moment, of the base. Mukul of the Braisa, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. We established the Braisa earlier, like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. And Gemara asks on this, what exactly is the stira? It's a clear Gemara. Umi on Rabbi Yehuda, Bezmana, Zehol, Misakamba, and Konzel, Bezmana. Did he actually make such a statement that in order to calculate the Yom of Pesach, that's what we have to look at the Kriyas HaMegillah? Because obviously a month later is Pesach. Ramino is a kasha. Here's the kasha the Gemara is asking. Omri Abu Huda Emasai, when do we create the Megillah? Yud Alfi Beis Megillah. Makom Shenichlasim B'Shem Chamishi. When they come to the big town on Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Abu Makom Shenichlasim Chamishi. And Kosa Vizmana. But if there's no individuals don't come to the big city for the purpose of Batei Dinim, then you have to read the Dal and Tezvah. But the Gemara says Makom Shenichlasim B'Shem Chamishi. But where they do come to the city, even today we're going to read it on those on different days. And Mukul on the Brisa, the Gemara says Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and the Brisa is going to be established like this opinion of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says we shouldn't kasha Rabbi Yehuda because you have a stira. Mukul on the Brisa, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara says no. Rav Ashi Shmir leidikam Tana Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Some learn the Rabbi Yehuda, some learn Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Umi the kasha the Rabbi Yehuda. Amar man Tana like Rabbi Yehuda la davka. Means it's just saying that the resolution of the story is one holds like Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Davka, and the other one says like Rabbi Yehuda is Lav Davka. Because it's just a technical Gemara. This last piece has to be gone over, but it's a very technical piece. The Mishnah goes on and said, means the walled cities read on Tetzvav. This is a pasuk in the Megillah itself. The Megillah says, Alkena Yudim HaProzim. Prozim are what kind of cities? Open cities. The word pros means open, unwalled. So it says over there in the Megillah, Hayudim HaProzim, Hayoshim Yari HaProzos, Osim Esyom, Arbos HaLechadish Adar. They do on the 14th. Beit Shemesh. It's called Prozim, an open city, no wall. They do it on the 14th. Ask the Gemara, the person of Abasa, Mukav and Hamishah, so the Gemara is Medayin. The person take the Megillah when on the 14th, so obviously Mukav and Chom will take when on the 15th. But the Gemara says, Vayim, the person of Abasa. The Gemara does not refer to anything regarding Tetzvot. It only calls the Pasuk Yudim Aprozen, that they observe Megillah when on Yudalah. So if that's the case, maybe we should be Medayin, that Mukav and don't read the Megillah at all. You know what the Gemara is saying? The Pasuk only says, Yudim Aprozen, observe Yudalah. Which implies why that there's no Purim for Mukafin, for people in Wall City. That's the Gemara Stakashi here. Aim of Prasad Yabasa, Mukafin Klal Klalo. Maybe they won't read the Megillah at all. Maybe, in effect, the Om Tesvavu would be limited to one city. Which city is that? Shushan. So the Gemara said, what do you mean? Without Yisrael then? What, they're not part of Klal Yisrael? The Mukafin Chayim are not part of Klal Yisrael. Beyond the Holy Vyad Kushkri. What does it say in the Pasuk? That he sent Svarim, Makol Yehudim, Makol Medinas HaRashverosh, and we're talking about Mehodu V'Akush. So obviously, they have to be included somehow in the din of Kriyas HaMegillah. They, the Gemara says, Prasim Bavesim, Makol Bavesim HaMesim, maybe you want to argue that the Prasim of the open cities, like Beshemesh will say, the Megillah on the 14th. But Makol will be both on the 14th and the 15th. Kidichsi, the Gemara says in the Prasim, Lios Olsim, Esiyom Ha'Abbas, Odechod Shador, Yes Yom Chamisha, Sabo V'Chol Shana. That's the language of the Pasuk. What does the Pasuk say? To observe the Yom Kippur on the 14th day, and the Eis Yom Chamisha Asar, Bechol Shana, Iyah Bekasa V'Siyom Ha'Basar, V'Chamisha Asar, has used the Bava Chibur, I would say, in the comment, you'd be right. Hashem V'Siyom V'Siyom Ha'Basar, V'Siyom Chamisha Asar, also S, the word S, comes and is a kind of divider, U'Pasuk. Hani Ba'Basar, Hani Chamisha Asar, Yudala is for whom? For the Prozim, and Chamisha Asar, for whom? For the Mekafin. Ask the Gemara of Yemen, Prasim Babesim, Mukafin, Ibrahim Babesim, Hamesim. So who says? Maybe Prasim on the 14th. That's in the text. What about Mukafin if they want on the 14th or they want on the 15th? Amar Krab is Manayim, Zman HaShazer, or Zman HaShazer. You cannot have the same Zman for both. One has to be Yudalim, one has to be Tesvav. Ask the Gemara of Yemen, Bitlesar. Maybe it should be on the 13th. Gemara says, no, Kishushan. Which means that all the Mukafin Schomba are similar to Shushan. And what, Shushan, obviously, when do they go ahead and when do they celebrate? The Pasuk does not mention anything about Mukafin. So we assume that the Shushan was done in Tesvav. And Mestaber, that day, is in Mukafin Choma of the people who are in the walled cities. Ashkechon Asiya. Till now, we found the Prozim and Yudal Mukafin and Tesvav, Mishnah V'yomtev. Zechira Minolon. How do we know Kriyas HaMegel? That's called Zechira. Means Asiya refers to the Sudas Purim, and Zechir refers to Kriyas HaMegillah, Amar Krav, I'm Eilin Nisgar V'Nasim. There's a hekesh in the Pasuk. These days will be Nisgar V'Nasim, Iskar Zechir L'Asiyah. There's a hekesh between Zechir and Asiyah. Gemara said now, this is just the last part of this talk, Masis Neloki HaTanim, our Mishnah seems to be not like the following Tanim. The following Bryce is the Tanim, Rishon Mekachom, 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 Mekachom. What does he say? Not world sins from the days of Yeshua, but world sins from when? Days of Achashverosh. My time of Yeshua, what's his rationale? Ki Shusha, like Shusha, Ma Shusha, Mukhebis Chayim Mesach HaShverosh, Rekav HaMish Asar, Al Kosh, Mukhebis Chayim Mesach HaShverosh, Rekav HaMish Asar. He derived it from the fact that Shushan is a Mukhav Choma from the days of HaShverosh. So too, all the world citizens of HaShverosh. We tell him to know my time, what about our time? He says, what? Yeshua Benun? Yalla Prozi Prozi. He learns the Xer Shabbat, the word Prozi. Ksiv Ochet says, Ovi Alkin Ayudim HaProzim, that the open city celebrate on Yudalit. Ksiv Ochet says over there in Sefer, as you can see, it mentions, Levad Mi'ar Yaprozi, Harbi Mi'or, Mala, Hal Mi'kev Zechim, Mese Shura Benun, Avkam, Mekev Zechim, Mese Shura Benun. Each one has a basis why they decide whether the walled city should be walled from the Dizim HaShverosh, or walled from the Dizim Shura Benun. He has to give him a bishop, Mese Shura Ben Karcha, Lama Kitan Lidon, Mese Shura Ben Karcha, who says, it's from the Dizim HaShverosh. Why does he hold like a ton of blessing, like Prozi Prozi? He doesn't hold the Zer Shava. As you know, the rule is what? Ain't other than Zer Shava can keep him a rabbi. You have to have a Kabbalah of your Rebbe for Zer Shava. So he didn't have this Kabbalah. El Tani did not. Our Tani says that when there's a Yeshua, my time will come Shuvan Karcha. Why does he learn like Hashverosh? The Gemara says, my time will do is like Prozi Prozi. He's got a Zer Shava. The Gemara says, no, here's what he means. All he come out. El Shushan da Ava Kiman. The people in Shushan, how did they behave? Loki Prozi, Loki Mukovit. They're neither like the open cities, nor are they like the walled cities. So the question is, what is the nature of Shushan? What do they do over there in Shushan? So the Gemara answers by saying, Omar Rava, V'yami la Kadi. Kadi, by the way, as you probably know, is the shame of a Talmud Chacham. It's quoted many times in Shas. that this Teretz has said, without mentioning the name of the person who said it, they call him Kadim. Shine your Shushan home and Asaba Nes. What happened in Shushan? The actual Nes occurred in Shushan. Means they were given another day. You remember the Megillah? That Esther asked Achashverosh to give them another day. La'asos machar hayom. Tomorrow you can do what they do today. To kill them for 2 days. Al Korcha, you have to say, went to what? Till Tezvav. And that's the little Kaveh and the Doros in Shushan. Bisho Matam Yidan. The Gemara says, according to Atana, that says, Han Dixi Medina Medina. V'yir V'yir. Why those two Lashonos? Medina Medina Chalik. And Mekav Zchono. Mos Yeshua. Benun. Mekav Zchono. 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 According to Rav Shulman Karchu, who said that the rule of thumb is Mukav and Chaymav and Nezah Hashverosh, Mishlam and Medina Medina, Chalim and Shushan Shah Yoros. That's when Medina Medina comes. Shushan is on the 15th. Shah Yoros is when? Yom Yudalit. Eliyir Be'er Mayah. So what did come this statement of ear to ear? So the Gemara says, Rav Shulman Karchu, the time is done, Minicha. Even according to our time, it's not so great. Keep this with Prozzi Prozzi, Medina Medina Lamali. He only has the Zer Shalom Prozzi Prozzi. And from that Zereshon of Prozzi Prozzi we saw before, you read Mukav Yitzchayim and Melos HaHashverosh, B'chamish Asa. So who needs Medina Medina? El Akron HaDrashu Dasa. Rabbi Shur HaMalevi Dasa. Comes from the following limud. Yom Rabbi Shur HaMalevi, Krach, V'chala Samach Lo, V'chala Nirim HaMedina Mukav Krach. What's the thing? That if I have a Krach that's near the Mukav Choma, near a walled city, or Kala Nirim Ho. This is a subject, a lot of discussion today, what cities would fit into this category. But we're talking about cities that are either Samuch Vinira, Nidon Kikrach. They're the same status of Krach, if you read on the 15th, even though, again, it means Samuch, even though it's not Nira. Nira, even though it's not Samuch. That's what Gemara's going to say subsequently. Yes, the Gemara at Kama. At Kama means, what is the Shear? Is there, in terms of a distance, what Shear are we talking about? That is considered to be part of the Krach. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu, B'tem Rabtiya Ba'aba, Ki Micham Sunat Raya Mil. It's the amount, the distance that you can walk from one city of Chamsun to Tveria. Ask the Gemara of Lema Mil, why don't you say it? Al Kamashon, the Shir of the Mil, Kamahave, and Chamsun to Tveria. What's the Shir of the Mil from this city to another city? I'm Rabbi Yudin B'tim Rabbi Chiba, Abba, Mansafach, Sof Mamar, you're probably familiar with this. What are Mansafach? The letters that are doubled, namely Mem and Mem Sofis, Nun and Nun Sofit, Tariq and Tariq Sofis, Pei and Pei Sofit, Chav and Chav Sofit. It was said by whom? Sofim. Who are the Sofim? Nevi'im. There are many words to describe the Nevi'im in Tanakh. Number one, Sofet. Number two, Jose. Number three, Navi. Number four, Roeh. There are many, many terms that used to describe the Nevi'im. So the Sofim, apparently the ones who were responsible for this, Man Safach. Yes, the Gemara of Tisba, what are you talking about? How can you say that? Baksu Ve'la Mitzis, Sheikh Navi Mashur Yilchadish Navi Me'ata is very, very important. Once the Torah was given, can the Navi be Mechadish Halachis? No! Navi cannot. Lova Shemayim he. Yo, Ha'omer Al-Chis, the Nem B'Samach Shebeluchah is next up, B'nei Soy Omnim. And Rashi comments, look at the Rashi on top of the page, in Abdim Amar Al, where it says, the Nem and the Samach, the Luchas, B'nei Soy Omnim, says Rashi, Shehoiso Chakikosa Mishnei Ebrahim. What happened? As far as the Mem and the Samach are concerned. What does it mean, Mishnei Ebrahim? It's written, in effect, in the middle of the word. And the Gemara is going to explain it. Rashi says, Hilkoch Sharos Yosi Hashem Mokum Debek. The ends of these letters are attached to other letters. Otherwise, they won't be able to remain. So that's what Rashi says. Sharos Yosi Hashem Mokum Debek. El Mem B'Samach Hoysa Ba'Avir. They're hanging in the atmosphere. Even though Rashi quotes from the Gemara in Shabbos in Parakabona that you could answer this kasha, one is talking about skumim, one is talking about psuchim, there are different types of uses of the letter, the middle of the word, not in the middle of the word, but anyway, back in the Gemara on top of the page, Menei Soy Omnim, the Gemara says, In, Mahavahavu, that's right, these letters existed, Lava Yaldi, we just did not know regarding these letters, Hey, Bi Emsa Teva, Behe Besol Teva, which one is in the middle of the word? And which one's at the end of the word? V'asud Sofim, and now came the Nevi'im, v'takinu psuchim, they were masakin, an open letter, v'yem sateva, v'stumim, the closed word, v'sol teva. See, the Kabbalah Satora, they didn't know the tzuros of the osios. So they should have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishash here discussed this issue, on this Gemara.
Rashi says Mishnei Abraham. What does that mean again?
From two sides. It was chokul. Chokul means carved out.
Yeah, hollowed.
That's right, correct. I mean, the problem is it was not established that the letters take one form in the middle of the word and one form at the end of the word. What they call a mem, a regular mem, as opposed to a mem sofit. And that's the kavanah. The sofim established that the letters take on one form in the middle and one form at the end of the word. And that's what the Gemara is tekasha. The Gemara says, "Lemayata, they ain't navi also the chadash navi yata. How could a navi introduce something new? A navi can't introduce anything in halacha." So the Gemara answer is, "El shchochem b'chazam b'yosef." No, it was already there, but it was forgotten. And what did the Nevi'im do? They just somehow reinstated it. They were able to rediscover exactly what these things were. Targum shel Torah, Unkel Sagir Omer. This you know. Targum Unkel is correct. That's the Targum of the Torah. Yipir Abalaz Rabeshua. He heard it from Tanoim. Targum shel Levim was said by whom? Yonos Mazil. Omer. Mipi Chagis Chayim Malachi. Yonos Mazil wrote the Targum of the Levim. And he heard it from three Levim. Chagis Chayim Malachi. Vinizdaz Eretz Yisrael. Abba Meir's Pasa, Abba Meir's Pasa. Wow. What happened as a result of that Targum emerging? That Eretz Yisrael was Nizadaza. What does it mean, this daza? It started shaking. Yotza bas kol b'yoma. Mi hu zeh shegilah svarot b'nei adam. Who revealed the secrets to human beings? Omar, Yonos ben Aziel. He got up a rag. Omar, mi hu shegilisi svarot b'nei adam. He said to Hashem, I'm the one who revealed all this to people. Golub yadu ala fanecha. You know Hashem is brav. Lo lichvod yosis. I didn't do it out of my own cover. Lo lichvod chavisabo. El lichvod chasis. I did for you. Shalai yiru machlokas b'Yisrael. Because as far as the pshat of the psukim, correct, in Tanakh, he wanted to clarify it so people should not become befuddled and confounded. He wanted to even publish the Targum on the Ksuvim, correct his Torah and the Ksuvim. Yatsu Basko Yom Dayacha. Basko came out and said, enough, my time. We shouldn't display case Mashiach. Where do we have the case Mashiach? In Sefer Daniel. That's Ksuvim. So he wanted to reveal that too. And they said, no, no, no. Do not reveal such a secret. Yes, the Gemara of the Targum Shal Torah, Ungul Sagir Omer, did he say the Targum on the Torah? Yom Rav Dikar Bar Omer, Yom Rav Chana Omer Rav, Mai Tassib, it's a famous also Gemara. It says in the Pasuk in the Chemiah, Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Salokim, they read the Sefer, Miforash, Visom Sechel, Vayavir Bamikra, the Gemara Darshan these words, Vayikru B'Sefer Torah Salokim, Zem Mikra, that refers to the Lashon Ivri of Chumash. Miforash Zet Targum, that refers to the translation of the Targum. The Sam Sechel Elu HaPsukim, that refers to, the Gemara said, the punctuation of the Psukim. Vayavir Bamikra Elu Piskei Taimim, that's the trump. Vyamilu Elu Masoreh, some say it means the spelling of words, despite the pronunciation, it's a different spelling. So how could you say that Unkel Refagir is the one who says the Targum, when we see have a Pasuk that all this apparently is much earlier? The Gemara says again, Shchachim B'chazu V'yazdim, it was forgotten. And once again, they were able to reaffirm it, to rediscover it, ferret out what it is. Yes, the Gemara, Maishna Daraisan Lo Zaza. Why is the Gemara described earlier when we saw the Targum over there that Nizdaz Eretz Yisrael? Why is it when it came to that, that Eretz Yisrael was not Nizdazia for the Torah, that would be Nizdaza? The Gemara said, no, the Araisan Mefashim Milsa, because when it comes to Dinam of the Torah, things are much more explicit. So Mefashim Milsa, things are pretty clear. Hashenkin, the Gemara says, when it comes to Nevi'im, he can be the Mefashim, he can be the Mistalim. You know, Nevi'im are far more, in many respects, far more cryptic than Psukim of the Torah. The Gemara brings the right to Sid, Zachai, the Novi Sid, Vayam Ahu, talking about the Moshe HaMashiach. Yigdal HaMispeh Yushalayim, to Mispeh HaDadim, and Bikas Megiddo. It's going to be a Hesped Yushalayim, similar to the Hesped of HaDadim, and the Bikas Megiddo. Amar Avis, Yilmoli, Tagum, and Daikro, not for the Targum of the Apostle, the Yadana, my Kama, I wouldn't know what it said. Vayam Ahu, and that day, that's what the Targum says. Yisgei mispeda b'Yushalayim ki mispeda d'acha bar Omri. There will be such a hesped in Yushalayim, b'mas HaMashiach, similar to the hesped of Achav, the son of Omri. This is talking about Achav HaMelech, at the end of his days. We're talking about, together with Yehoshaphat, they fought against, there was a Melchama, against what the Navi had indicated, and here, in this Melchama, again, the Melech went ahead and set a hesped for Achav. And actually, he was killed by Naaman Melech Aram. That is called Hadadim ben Tveria. Ben, what the Gemara calls it, Ben Tver Tabrimon. And this Hesped, of course, the very famous Hesped that we have also with Yoshio HaMelech, You have seen Melach and Beis over there. He was killed by Paro Nechei, Melach Mitzrayim. The Vayom Moses here, the second Chelik, and Perak Lamed Hei, Vayikon Yimiyav Yoshio. These Hesbenim were said at different times. And the Gemara said, but we don't know what this means. Namely, the Pasuk says that the Hesbenim is going to be Kimisbid the Achabar Omi, the Kotel Yasei, Hadarimo, Batavimo, Ramat Gilad, Kimisbid the Yoshio, and Yavim, the Kotel Yasei, Parachagir, Biggs Megiddo. So because we don't know what it means, it's all one big mystery. Tanakh, that's why there's a need for him to go ahead and reveal this information. And that's what Gemara says, and that's what Eretz said, was this Dazo, Abba Meir's Pasa, Meir's Pasa. Just finish this next two lines, and that's it. Ra'isi ani Daniel Abadi Samarim, when, if you remember, Gabriel appears to Daniel, the Malach, he says, I saw the Marav, Anoshim, Asha'im, Aloro, Samara, those with me didn't see it. Abba Chavad, though, Nafalim, they became frightened. They simply went hiding. Who are these people? These three Nevi'im of the Trei Asar. Inu Adif Minei means they are better than Daniel. Ve'iu Daniel Zadminei better than they. Inu Adif Minei, why are they better than Daniel? The Inu Nevi, Chagas Chaim Malachi, says to be Nevi'im. Ve'iu Lab Novi, he's not a Novi Daniel. Where's Daniel found in Ksuvim? Why is he not a Novi? Because what's the definition of a Novi? When the Shem said, "Lives Nosayim," one who has to transmit Nevuah. So Chagas Chaim Malachi were Nevi'im. They had a Nevuah to transmit. Daniel, even though there are Dvarim Hasidin, things that are going to come about in the future, all the Dalit empires and what have you, Ubechazos, he's not called a Navi. However, Ihu of the Minayah, he's better than they are. The Ihu Chaza, he actually saw the Marah. The Inu Lochaza, they didn't see the Marah. They had Lochazu by time they visa, so why would they frighten if they didn't see the Marah? Avagat, the Inu Lochazu, Mazalayim Chaza. What sees? Their Mazal. Because every person has, Bashamayim, some sort of a Mazal. Everyone has their own Mazal that we know. And that mazel apparently is a sar. And that sar that every person has, he's the one who saw the people. Omar is finishing the two lines. Omar, Abina Shemamina, Haimad, the Mibis, the person gets frightened, I've got the Eul, the even though he didn't see what he's getting frightened about. Mazel, the his mazel sees what it is. My takanti, what should you do? Look at Kirishma. The takana for a person who's frightened is to do what? Is to go ahead and say Kriyashma. It means Kriyashma, you know, the Gemara Brachas. What does Gemara say in Brachas? Kriyashma is Mesugal to drive away all the mazikin. That's the Gemara. That's what the Gemara says. Tav chokem in the tzorach. He doesn't have to worry about driving away mazikin. Got the kriyashma lamita. Driving away mazikin. Tav chokem doesn't have to worry about driving away mazikin. V'kayim magamatin ayves. But if he's in a place where he can't say kriyashma, linshed midukde. Let him jump from his place. Arba gamidin and take four steps. V'ilov not lemahochi. Let him say the following. Izin the beit tapchay shmeinu minoy. That the izin of the butcher shop are fatter than you. What exactly is the nature of that kind of skula, some sort of a skula? We don't exactly know what it is, but it's apparently some sort of a skula. Okay. Okay, I hope this was of some value.